last time on Paint It Black.
People go gay in prison. You don't think they'd go after some
other lady? Gay
That's
about
what
rape.
She's armed with two guards with.
What?
That's a dumb.
Yikes.
Are we all in agreement on that?
No.
Okay.
No, yo, as we're...
At what point did the cop ask you to leave the playground?
When I started touching him. He was like, all right, sir, you...
Yo, can I play tag, bro? I'm in. I gotta get you.
No force field here.
Force field everywhere except my crotch.
You're on gotta fire, tag there.
That's a tractor beam.
Didn't count. Wasn't my dick.
But a bearded lady, maybe a witness, and a mermaid attack.
A mermaid attack?
Like, right, who did it? Like, Ursula?
I want your voice!
Poor unfortunate souls. Black Game of Thrones.
Did you mean to say Detroit?
Ooh, it's not bad. It's modern retelling, like, in the real world, streets of Detroit.
What would Danny then have? Like, what dragons, what would that really, like...
She got a
pit
nice...
Bulls. We thought the pit bulls were dead.
Realistically.
Well, Black Jackass.
Black Jackass somebody would die.
Would you watch a movie called Black Ass?
No. Yeah, I would. What do you mean no? Don't fucking lie to yourself. You wouldn't watch Black Ass?
So what are the names in this one?
Johnny Compton,
Blacko.
Steve-O 304?
Right. Ryan, I don't know, 25
like
life.
Dave Inc.
Johnny.
Oh my god.
Johnny Detroit.
Right.
Fucking. Johnny 25 to life. Can we revisit that for a second?
Bam
that
MX.
Was fucking awful. How dare you? I feel like Al Sharpton right now. Like, you are scum.
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Burns.
People can't even wait for the theme song to end before you start pouring beer all over your laptops. Lou just straight up jacked up his entire keyboard right there.
I'm all right with it.
Oh, it's Guinness. It actually adds flavor to the keyboard.
He's right? Licking it, so yeah.
Well, the
keyboard came out stronger.
Wait, listen. You can almost hear him slurping on his keyboard.
I don't want to, ruin it.
The keyboard or the beer?
The beer.
Good answer, good answer.
All right, maybe hearing some voices you haven't heard in a while. So let's just cut right in, do the intros. I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo.
There's Lou.
Follow us on Twitter.
Ken's back.
Ahoy, ahoy.
The Pope. And that guy over there who we haven't seen in a few months.
Hi.
Fuck you too, Lou.
Welcome back, Mikey.
What's up, boys?
Oh, that's fantastic.
straight out of Pride Week is Mike.
Yo, you guys 100% ruined a movie/TV series 10 years down the line where they would have done a modern day interpretation of Game of Thrones.
I just want to know why were we like
Detroit?
We were obsessed
with three pit bulls instead of dragons.
Fantastic.
Absolutely we were obsessed fantastic. That the blackest city in America is Detroit. Like,
yeah,
is that the case though?
Yeah, we're convinced of that.
Nah, it's Atlanta.
What?
Probably
Atlanta is definitely the black capital.
Cleaning up the
black party capital is Atlanta.
Stop hitting.
Black capital is Detroit.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's where Motown was from.
That's all you got.
That's all you need.
Motown, bro.
Motown, the Pistons.
I'm the Pistons. I
Detroit
think
Lions. Yeah. Like some shitty sports teams. They're right by Canada. Yeah. It's
so red. that makes it the black capital.
Yeah. What?
Because it's by Canada.
What are you not seeing here?
I think Canada.
Yeah.
I think urban culture.
Black capital.
And all the hardcore rappers come out of Toronto.
Nothing. No,
straight out of Vancouver.
The Detroit rap scene was sick. It was.
Yeah, ICP.
And the white guy. It was played by a white guy.
Kid Rock.
Well, it was a bunch of white people. Let's think Count Posse, Kid Rock, Eminem.
Yeah, but they are black friends.
So do I.
Who do you think introduced them how to rap?
Like, exactly. Yeah, nice seeing things my way.
It's a rough town, man. You can't make it.
What, Detroit? Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, Detroit.
You know what they're doing in Detroit these days? Instead of fucking like
ripping down the buildings, selling for fucking spare
exactly.
metal.
That's insane.
Sell episode of Ice.
Yeah, that's the most insane thing I've ever heard. They're like deconstructing America to send it to China.
Cleveland started doing that too, but LeBron came back, so they stopped.
Yeah. They actually got Kevin Love. That's what made him stop.
Yeah.
They're like, we're serious contenders now.
I'm not getting any of this.
A 6'10 white guy shoots a three.
Don't worry. Instead It'll of be over soon.
The best player of all time.
Pete, just hold your ears, close your eyes.
What sports ball are we talking about?
You know LeBron James, right?
Two. All
right.
Anyway.
He's that guy from Instagram.
How was everyone's week?
It was
phenomenal.
We're back on a Monday tonight.
It was good, man. It was a surprise Mikey visit over here. He's actually going to stay in town, too, now.
Yeah, I'm back for good, man.
Awesome.
Back for good. Relocated to a Quiznos in Corona.
The Corona Quiznos seems to be the more hard one. You get like less toppings on there.
This turf war is over, the heaters.
Only ham, no turkey over there.
Yeah, man, God forbid you don't have that chicken ranch, bro. It's over.
All guns and knives.
It's over, man.
So when does the Quiznos reopen, by the way?
The Quiznos will reopen, I believe, the day after Labor Day.
Ah, coming soon. Yeah, wow, you start quick.
Week, yeah.
Damn.
I have my Quiznos orientation tomorrow. So, see how it goes.
Quiznos orientation.
Yeah, man.
Okay, we've been bought by Subway. Here's how to make the same thing. Is there even Quiznos anymore?
I think they're bankrupt.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore.
How bad is your sandwich?
I'm going to need a new name.
I've seen one, and
I would stick with Quiznos.
I got a sandwich. It was terrible.
I've eaten there a couple of times. I mean, it's a sandwich, just like any other place.
Hot sauce on the table for you?
They just refused to go for the sandwich for $5, and that like killed their whole business model.
It was like $10 for a sandwich. It's too much.
Yeah, it's like, bro, your sandwich is eh. So Subway sandwich is eh, too, but it's at least $5.
$5? Yeah, yeah. You can't beat it.
What is that Subway smell? Like, the bread smells weird. And you can always smell a Subway a mile away.
That's rubber.
Ah,
oh, sweet.
Seriously,
sawdust.
Rubber.
Uh-huh.
I love rubber. That's why men love Subway.
Smells like motor oil and sawdust.
Yeah.
Anybody want to jump in, do some news?
Let's roll.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
Which means we get 2 sentences per story.
How could you not rhyme when you could rhyme, Lou?
I love the terse news.
I will tell you this, though. I did some research. I went out there, did some field work as a reporter for Lou's News.
No. I like going out there and doing some field work.
Nobody believes
it. Nobody's
out of pajamas. That requires getting dressed.
Field work.
Let me tell you something. I'm not...
putting in the hours.
I'm
taking your laptop to the park does not fucking make field work.
I'm out there.
Like, I put on pants today.
No.
They didn't have any holes in them or anything.
I'm not above wearing pajama pants out. I straight up do that. I went to CVS one time, fucking
getting your ear to the ground, going to CVS
with my turtle fucking pajamas and monkey slippers, being like, "Don't fucking look at me, bitch."
To who?
Whoever.
Did you actually say that, or was that no, just like it's a just look like, on your face?
It's just the expression. Like
it was to it was to a 5-year-old girl who picked up the same items he did.
Right.
He put down that coloring book, bitch.
I see you have Ninja Turtle shampoo. Don't fucking look at me.
Coloring book, some candy.
Don't look at me,
like a
bitch.
Soda. Except she has pants on. And
looking respectable.
You want to go over to aisle 5 and fucking throw down, you little bitch?
What? Wait, just because you go to school 5 days a week means that you're better than me? Right.
Bitch, you crazy if you think you're getting the last bottle of Mr. Bubble. All right. So it turns out, you know, I know Pete loves B News. Right?
My favorite.
Buzz.
BeeNews.com has nothing to do with bees.
What?
That's disgusting false advertising.
It's just news.
It's just regular old news?
Regular.
I got so excited right off the bat when you said BeeNews.com.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Let me check this out. BeeNews.com in my pajamas.
That's your field work.
Yes. Don't complain.
In the park?
And it's not about bees.
That's just regular old news?
Regular fucking.
So there's no B stories?
None.
Fuck.
That's
no B news.
Did you actually read the stories though? Because maybe there's B stories intertwined in real news.
I was looking around.
Is the mascot a bee at least?
No. It was. They had like a yellow color scheme. If that helps.
And black or just yellow?
And then it's just yellow.
This is awful.
It's a weak news source.
Fuck B News.
It is weak.
I don't even believe what they're trying to
sell right
now.
Like, I think it was one of those shitty like penny savers, but for a different area. Like B News.
Well, the penny saver and the news are two completely different.
Very
things.
Different. It was really shitty.
Because there's actually, you know, news in the news.
Usually.
Whereas the penny saver is newsless.
Frankly.
No, I mean, you get to learn about, like...
The penny saver usually does lack the news. You're right, Mike. You're
no,
right
no. There's usually, like, you know...
Frank Vincent was quoted on saying this to B News.
Now,
go home and get your fucking shine box.
Now, there's a stark difference, though. Like, they both do have words. There's words in the penny savers. We're not... But it lacks the story.
There's stories in it. You gotta search.
Unless
you
the story
really
is
really
like
gotta look.
Two for one at IHOP. Like, that's all the news you're gonna get, man.
There's no story in the fucking penny savers.
Yeah, you gotta go with it.
Unless the zombie like, apocalypse has shown up, you're never gonna see a story.
Is there still a penny saver?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's that. I have like 10 of them on my driveway.
I didn't know that shit was
dude,
even still around.
Pick them shits up, bro.
If I show the person I'm not picking them up, they eventually stop throwing them up.
No, they're going to keep throwing them. You're just going to have a fucking blockade of penny savers in your driveway.
You should wait until the guy comes and throw them at
him. It could be a fun game every week. Try to get it in his window.
Yeah. Sure, just throw it as hard as I can right in his window. All right, what's the next news?
All right, so first news story. Pissed off babysitter allegedly set disrespectful kid's house on fire.
Oh, my hero.
That's one way to deal with it. I mean, I
put
do
that
some...
motel!
Yo, that's one way to show that you're not playing around, though. You're like, you fucking scream one more time, I'm lighting this house on fire.
Right.
I bet you the next kid she babysits is going to be completely
you
different.
You think she's getting another job?
Absolutely, this is America.
Yeah. You burned down the last kid's house?
She's
okay.
Gonna, she's going to babysit that kid again.
She's going to do
five. You know how hard it is to get a babysitter?
Lesson
parents
learned,
came
right?
home, they're like, oh shit, she burned the house down. That's covered by insurance. Let's see. Are the kids all right? Yeah, they're all right. Are you free next Friday? We got a thing.
I really wanted to go to the Cat Stevens concert at Jones Beach.
He's not allowed in this country.
Who?
Cat Stevens. What? He's not. He's considered a terrorist.
Is he serious?
100%. What did he do?
He's Islamic.
That makes you
but he don't think he's banned from
no,
the
he's,
country.
No, he's not. He doesn't live in this country anymore. He fucking they kicked him out. Like,
well, I know he changed his name to Yusef Islam.
Yeah, he also
that's a stupid Islamic name. If I
could be an American name,
Yusef, it's like a taxi driver
Yusef
name.
Islam.
Yusef Islam.
I'm gonna call myself Johnny Christian. That's a fucking terrible name. Like that's the best you can come up with.
I will now, from now on, only refer to you as Johnny Christian.
Billy Baptist.
Well, I'd like to be Ishmael then.
Kenny Agnostic.
No, I'm 100% going Muslim. I'm going Islam.
No, but he's like not allowed in this country anymore. He's like, I'm no fileist and all that shit.
Islam, kick me out, bro. What?
Islam,
what
yo, bro, you're like, if that's the case, you're like extreme Muslim then, bro. Islam, yeah. Is your name?
I'm double Muslim.
Like, I'd be like, fuck, like that dude's like straight Muslim.
Yeah.
With the name like Islam, uh-huh. Islam.
But that's, isn't it most Muslim? Like, Muhammad Ali? Like, dude, that's like, that? My name's Jesus Smith now.
Well, it's Jesus.
Whatever. Whatever, Johnny Christian.
Right.
Muhammad was a prophet.
What were we talking about? House burning down?
Cat Stevens.
So, Cat Stevens burned this kid's house down.
What did he do? Did he, like,
fucking terrorist.
Did he touch a little kid in
no, you know what would get like, the parents out the house? Is Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett gets the parents out the house. I once ate at his restaurant in Vegas. If you want to see people above the age of 47 get freaky. That's where you go.
No thanks.
Very disturbing shit.
I described freaky.
Like
ordering a bunch of margaritas and getting rip roaring drunk.
Fall
at a
down
restaurant.
Drunk and doing body shots.
Putting fries in your pocket.
It's amazing how you can have like an entire empire off of one song.
Yeah.
He had made one song 40 years ago, but the message of the song was just get drunk by the beach. And everyone can agree with that.
That is
for the most part, yeah.
Cats is a parrot head in waiting.
Well, yeah, it's like his messages of drunk and beach have echoed throughout the ages, like, for real. If you really want to unite the people, have him be a president of our country. No one could hate us then.
I mean, I would.
I would hate you.
I would definitely hate
no
you.
No way.
I would hate.
Why? He would go over to, like, the UN.
Would get done.
I went to the Jimmy
Buffett
tailgate.
I mean, nothing's getting done now, so, I mean, I guess he's got a point.
There's nothing more obnoxious than older people trying to, like, get in touch with their young past. Like, old people at Jones Beach trying to tailgate is pathetic. It is just, it breaks my heart. I'm looking at him, I'm like, man, put some clothes on, first of all, lady. Like, you got kids. What would your kids say about this right now? Like, God.
She'd be like, I don't care. I got a babysitter. And she don't play. She burnt the house down last week.
All right. Yeah, he did it. He pulled it back.
There you go.
Next story.
Right. I was going to say, like, that's enough. There's not much to it. She's just some dumb bitch. All right. So,
some dumb parrot head.
Right.
We got that story all sorts of weird. So Cat Stevens runs in, burns his house down.
And the world is united
this
by
pirate bumping. Head comes in, saves the day, kids are dead, whatever. Moving on.
All right, so the title of the story is GOP rep arrested for having sex with mentally incapacitated wife.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And this dude is old as dirt. Like, he is like grumpy old men old.
So define mental.
He looks like Hank Hill's dad.
I need to know what that means.
He has those shins.
Before I can attack this guy, I need to know the details of this story.
All I gotta say is grand old party.
Grand old party.
Like, what happened?
How mentally incapacitated?
Just says he was arrested over the weekend. Just says mentally incapacitated again. Doesn't really go into it because he got caught at like the old folks' home having sex with his wife. Well, I assume he's like in some kind of coma or something like that.
Well, that's just a husband's right, evidently.
I think so. Nothing wrong there.
She's just doing her marital duties.
Just take him what's yours.
What's this guy's name? He's got to be freed.
I don't know.
I'm starting a campaign.
You should.
What is that? Quickstarter?
Kickstarter.
Kickstarter?
Yeah. Oh, Henry.
Quickstarter.
Maybe I'll start Quickstarter.
Quickstarter is from when you can't wait for that shit.
You need it now.
Right.
This guy's got to be free now. He has sex with his wife. Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
But look at how old he is. How attractive do you think
he is? He had to do it quick. Listen, that Viagra was wearing off.
You know how many times I've tried to have sex with Meg while she was sleeping?
No,
a lot.
I know. that's rape, probably.
Sometimes you just got to do it.
You shouldn't admit to that stuff.
She's got no right. She's a woman.
Yeah. We miss you, Johnny Christian.
Yeah.
I was going to say, was that Islam over there?
Poke in the whiskers.
Yeah, we heard you the first time. All
right, so moving on, because that guy's a sick fuck.
It's not that sick.
Well, you know what? Just get it.
I want to know, like, I'm mentally incapacitated.
No, that's like a love story.
Was she like Alzheimer's ridden? She doesn't know who he is? Because that could be kind of freaky.
She was giving him a good...
That was the premise of the notebook.
That guy was sitting on the bench, reading the story, not slipping a finger in, you know? Come on.
That was the day before they didn't show you in that movie. It's like, oh, I'm done with talking to you. It's time to get this shit off.
He's sitting there reading the book, getting a fucking mojo.
Long story short, we fucked.
Yeah. Love story.
Now take your pants off.
The last time that shit happened in a movie, the bitch went crazy and killed everybody.
What?
Like, Kill Bill.
Oh, that's true.
Move your big toe.
Right.
Well, I heard. No, realistically,
maybe we need to rethink this.
Was it? I heard that the lady was given a good old
move
little...
it somewhere in between.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
So she was good to go.
She didn't have Parkinson's. She had fucking mentally incapacitated. She's a vegetable.
When she wakes up, is she going to kill this guy with a katana blade?
Oh, man.
My husband was fucking me.
Right.
Why?
She's like,
it's either that or he takes her off life support. I mean,
but I mean, like,
she's serving a purpose.
He's so old. Like, she's got to be in this nasty old prune.
He was horny. Fuck you, Lou.
Like,
who are you to judge?
Get a fucking prostitute, old man.
Fucking stop judging him.
Buy a prostitute.
He wants to have
sex with his
wife.
A cheater.
That's a love story,
Lou. I mean,
Lou.
Like, you really shouldn't, like...
Have sex with your wife?
With somebody who's not there.
Let me tell you something. On the moral range, rape is worse than prostitution.
That's like a real, real doubt.
He could have done that.
Jesus Christ, Kenny.
He could have done that.
That was fucking horrible.
Real dolls. Vegetables.
I almost slipped that one right in.
So, you know, since I'm reporting and shit.
You can't put a price on good pussy.
I do have a quote from the old man. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear it.
Make that booty clap. Why don't you? Sounds like a gentleman.
The orderlies were just tired of, like, coming into the room with her face down, ass up. Right.
She's running nuts out of them.
It's like, oh, Jesus
Christ. Look at her head all stuffed over.
It's terrible.
Oh, man.
Can you help me position her?
Take her top off.
Gross.
You've never been this frisky. All
right. I just want to mention, this is the second time Ken has supported sex with old ladies.
He gets to finally do...
What, old people shouldn't fuck Luke?
No, that's why
you live that long, to do all the nasty shit you see in porn.
I hope you go old and fuck Luke, you fucking rotten human being.
The last time you were on the show, you wanted to hire yourself an old bang maid.
No, it's not like I want to fuck an old lady.
You wanted an old bang lady.
Old man fucking his old wife.
Old people nothing wrong have with the that. Right to have sex like everyone else.
Fuck yeah, they do. Lou wants to deny him that. I hope you go old and fuckless.
He didn't storm the beaches of Normandy to not fuck his wife.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like that guy can do whatever the fuck he wants.
That guy probably jumped out of a plane,
listen,
bro.
Listen, I don't think this guy went to war, all right?
How do you know?
Look him up. Do real reporting.
Yeah, he's a furious. Where's your field reporter? You should have been in that pussy.
This war hero. This war hero has kept his wife alive, and she can't service him once in a while.
Come on. This guy knows nothing. You should have been fucking getting that pussy ready for him, bro. That's a real deal.
Yeah. He's sitting there banging it from behind like, you'd be talking German if it wasn't for me.
As far as I'm concerned.
Let me do my business.
This man is a war hero. He can do whatever he wants.
I killed Tojo, okay?
German.
I fought on both fronts.
German wasn't for him. Both fronts. Tojo killed. He's like, man, this is some good stuff. Keep going.
I also killed the Kaiser, goddammit. Fucking rule.
Alright. Are you guys ready to move on?
No.
Alright. So, this one's more of an auditory.
I was in Da Nang!
Okay. What do you know about Hanoi?
It's head offensive!
Alright, so, the story is strictly about bad commercials, and apparently this one's the worst of all time. It's a local commercial, one of those pieces of shit, advertising a new shopping mall by just having, I guess, employees sort of sing what they have in stock to whatever tune they want.
Yeah?
So, let's try and play it.
It's your backpack,
boots and pants, and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
I appreciate the beatboxing, by the way.
Boots and pants.
Haircut. New shoes. So get yourself back to school with these tails.
You guys like that?
Capitalism. God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
Boots and pants.
Right. That guy was definitely gay.
You get the replay.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Right. Get your boots and pants
here. I don't know about you guys, but I need to get some boots and pants now.
I know a place.
Right. Denim. I'm really in the market for denim, Mike. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, we got to get some fucking denim. Right now.
Yeah. I'm surprised they went with that instead of like Little John, like, boots!
What?
Pants!
Oh, because that boot sounded a little... That boot sounded a little German.
Boots!
And then somebody just goose-stepping down the shopping mall.
Faserland!
These prices are ridiculous!
Oktoberfest! For your feet! Get your boots!
These prices are unacceptable!
Oh, man. There is one more commercial that I'd like to play, but it's... I'm not sure it's for real.
It was watching TV. Now I figured out what field work.
I'm not sure it's for real because it is extraordinarily racist.
Let's hear it.
I was about to go real dark. I forget that.
It's going to get dark.
Will it work audio? Like,
well, what I'm going
to
do...
Is the guy in blackface or something?
No, but pretty close. What I'm going to do is when he changes costumes, I'll say he's dressed as this now. He's dressed as that now. You guys ready?
Alright, that's pretty close.
Hi, I'm Gary.
I've seen this one.
At the one and only Gary's Mattress. Now with locations in Koreatown and Little Tokyo. We are karate are chopping the prices. I just
So he was dressed as now he's dressed as a Jew.
At Gary's Mattress, we're blowing up
He's dressed as a terrorist?
Yeah.
He's blown up now, prices,
Indian.
Poor treatment at Gary's mattress.
Mafia dude.
I'd be very surprised.
Oh,
we're scalping prices.
Oh my god, he's a Native Indian. American.
If you find a mattress at a better price, I'll kick a puppy and punch a kitty.
Who was he just when he said that?
Just him. Just himself.
I would love to find...
I'm buying my matches from Gary.
Yeah, but I would love to find a fucking better price and walk in there and be like, do you supply the puppy and kid or do I? Like, I got a fucking really bad puppy. I'm sure I can find an annoying kid.
Like, that's so terrible. That is really...
He just has a puppy and a kid with black eyes. Yeah. Like, he was...
the wall.
He was dressed as a Native American.
So what?
Dude was dressed as, like...
The best is you don't see it is while he's doing his Italian guy, he's dancing, like a little version, he's dancing along the bottom going... Right. In an Indian headdress.
Right.
My favorite that I heard was, we're chopping the prices for you.
Right. No, I think that was blowing up the prices.
Right. Well, we're blowing up prices.
As the terrorist.
That's good marketing.
Looking like the Iron Sheik back in the day.
That's good marketing.
I respect and I like this guy, man.
Obviously, he's selling to our neighborhoods.
I think it's a funny commercial, but it's almost too good.
If you had to buy a mattress and you were around that guy... Would you not go in there?
But if you showed me
test his punch kitties and kick dogs, fucking like.
If I didn't see that years ago, though, I would think that's like a funny or die thing. Like,
right.
That's how over the top it is.
It's fantastic.
It is pretty good.
It's better than the other like, the boots and pants and.
Oh, that was just the worst thing ever.
You gotta watch boots and pants.
With the
denim.
Denim.
All right, next.
Boots and pants. All right. So, some dudes don't like the girlfriends. This guy was so unbelievably desperate to get out of his relationship.
1 second, Luke.
All right, so homeboy tried to fake his death to get out of marriage.
Respect.
You know, like...
Oh. Let's get the hell out of here!
First of all, the dude... He looks like one of those fat nerds.
Well, oh, one of them?
You know.
Just one of them those fucking fat, like...
Why are you looking at me, Lou? Stop
I didn't
that.
Look at you.
You got your
that,
fucking
dude.
Four eyes.
And maybe his jerk. Wife only looks like a slightly better Kathy Griffin, but...
Kathy Griffin? The redhead?
Yeah.
She's not bad looking.
A slightly
but
better
for
looking,
him,
she's way better looking than Kathy Griffin.
Kathy Griffin is hot. First
no,
of
Kathy
all.
Griffin when she got she's surgery, older, was way better.
She's an older chick, but I would throw her the dick 7 times a week.
All right. Point is, this dude looks like he won't get another date for 3 years at least.
And you don't understand what kind of uncontrollable bitch he could have been.
Like, wait That's a minute.
True. Like, pussy's pussy, but like you could definitely downgrade for like the headache. That a woman could be.
Right. I'm shocked that you're turning your nose up at fucking Kathy Griffin. What is wrong with Kathy
Griffin? He's so hung up on Kathy Griffin.
Right.
She's a beautiful woman.
Kathy Griffin.
She's a gorgeous fucking woman. How dare you?
Right.
I hate the devil's hair she has, but.
Yeah, bro. God hates her. So what?
All right.
No, but, she's got the devil's red hair.
Look, Kathy Griffin's all right.
I would give her the dick.
No, she would catch it totally, but like I'm just saying. Like, I want echelon of women. She's like way down there.
Right.
Well, I mean, if you were walking through a fucking lineup of every woman on earth, she wouldn't be the first girl that got
She wouldn't be the 1,000th girl. Like, there's bitches on the subway that I'd rather...
I have a sneaking feeling that she's way higher up there on Ken's list.
Oh, yeah.
No. She's in the tens of thousands.
Sure.
Tens of thousands.
It's like
so why are you defending
you
her
so
hard?
Adamantly... Like, defended her.
Because,
there's no
like,
way.
There's no reason why she shouldn't get the dick. I thought that was just unjust hate for her.
I'd say she's no lower
like,
than your number nine.
You were trying to explain a bad-looking girl, and you were
first
like,
of all, her worst feature is her face. Are we agreed
no,
on that?
No. It's her personality.
Her personality.
But,
yeah. But to be fair, like all other women. Like,
but she's got a big schnoz. She's got fucking wrinkles that look like a fucking roadmap.
She doesn't know. She got Botoxed up. She's like a... Dude, they like did her up like Darth Vader, man. She's like, totally
I don't fucking keep up on Kathy
like
Griffin.
People covered in the latex mask that freaked me out.
Yeah.
That Lou always shows me pictures of.
If you
stuck
a dick inside of her, she would go back to the fucking how she was.
Just unravel.
Yeah, just boop.
You try to say my dick is poison? Like,
well,
yes. Suck the youth out of her? Like she took the wrong sip from the cup from fucking the, was it the Indiana Jones movie?
Yeah.
And then Last Crusade?
And then you would look like an 11-year-old. That's what I'm saying.
I wish I had that power. That'd be great.
All right.
Lay the pipe and get younger?
So on to this dude. This guy decided, I read this a bit earlier, he was going to call up his girlfriend or fiance, pretending to be his father, and saying that he died, right?
Mm-hmm. How did he say he goes? I always like to hear about that.
Fell off a waterfall.
Did he go bravely?
Thought
did he go
it was bravely? You!
No.
He should have had an epic story.
No, he said he threw himself in front of a car because he couldn't take the world anymore.
A.K.A. your dirty cunt.
Yeah.
She must have been a nagger.
But then she calls...
You think she was black?
I was going to say, it's nice to hear Brian say that word with an A for once.
Right.
I always say it with an A. What?
What did you say, nigga?
That does end with an A. But he didn't do any preparation. She calls her his parents, and they're like, no, he's definitely alive.
How old is this guy?
They look over at the couch. He's eating popcorn, like giving him the cut signal.
Right.
Is this like a college kid?
No.
He's trying to say that wasn't exactly Ocean's 11. Like,
he's 23 years old.
So that's what I figured.
He's brilliant.
Fucking stupid.
I'm gonna tell her.
Yeah, it's his dad. He's dead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Of what? Got hit by a car or whatever.
He died of cancer.
He's out of hating you.
But, she's like, died of cancer. I saw him this morning. Nope, died of cancer. Quick
cancer.
But you never know with that cancer. He could just get you like that.
Do the legwork. Get out there. Make sure your story, there's no holes in it, you know?
Throw a turkey or something.
Why do you have to create an excuse, though? I can just be like, look, awful mistake.
Need a little warm blood.
Right. Just break it off. Do whatever.
You're probably going to need to kidnap a monkey and throw it in front of a bus.
I would have rather... It would have been funnier, though, if like they were at the altar and was like, well, do you? And he just like punched the priest, jumped out the window.
Shot the priest, jumped out the window.
In the leg, like on the kneecap. Right. Kneecap the priest.
No, he's got to kill him and go on the... He's got to kill him and go on the limb.
I'd also accept...
Next motherfucker that moves is getting pizza in the face.
He's smoking cigarettes under the bridge. The guy's like, what'd you do, man? He's like, man, kill the priest. You tried to do me dirty.
But reporters did get an audio clip of why he left the girl.
All right. Because she talks just like this! That's Roger Rabbit shit.
So, pretty good reason, I think.
If there's ever a reason to leave a bitch.
Alright. Moving on. Let's do this one quickly. Norway arrest first Segway drunk driver.
Norway's got no problems, apparently.
Yeah, right?
Fucking pulling over people on Segways.
Sir, like, your Segway was swerving. Like, I can't control it.
What if it was like something that you shouldn't pull over for?
This thing sucks. Why did I buy it?
I don't mind that. It's own.
He actually felt... What if it was something awesome that he probably should have been pulled over for? Just like sideswiping all the cars on the road with the Segway. Like, it's like a big one.
So that's like that scene in Wolf of Wall Street.
He's got like steel toe boots on. He's kicking mirrors off.
But kicking in windows. Tap dancing and jumping off and running away in the Segway.
Damn, who the fuck do you think's on that Segway that they're kicking meters off? Like,
Batista? Who owns Segways besides, right. like, filthy rich people and morons?
It probably was Batista.
Batista?
Yeah.
Oh, he said he's kicking shit over, like...
No, I said kicking...
Normally, people who ride Segways can't even lift their leg up.
Kicking meters.
Mall cops?
Right.
Regular cops?
It's like, you get your uniform, a helmet, and a Segway.
You think you can patrol those guys can do a front kick? No. Stop
those
it.
Guys get paid like $8 an hour to right. fucking look like an absolute dickhead.
So, previously, Segways were just outlawed. And now that they're finally legal in Norway, they're cracking down.
Why do they have such problems? Segway problems in Norway?
I don't know, but they're really
good. They have no crime.
They have crime, they just don't have good punishments.
Wait, what?
This was the place...
Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
Like, this is every crime that... We talked about this. Every crime that happens, there's like a slap on the wrist. Guy murders, like, a school-filled children. He's out in 30 years or something.
No, the guy was out in, like, 3 years or something.
Did the kids have a coming? Kids have it coming?
It was the dude had gotten about 3 months per murder.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Did like a 12-month bid.
It was, so ultimately, it was like something stupid, like 12 months.
Murder 1,000 people and get like fucking 300 years or something?
It was
like
between 75 and 100.
Oh, yeah, no, that was right.
That was that sniper.
It was the guy at the school that they were like evacuating the school and he was like spraying them down because they were on an island or something.
Yeah. I mean.
And so he only got about 3 months per kill.
Yeah. If when you broke it down, like the years they gave him, wasn't that many years per murder.
He got like 77 years or something like that.
Yeah, for like. Like 210 murders.
For
like,
75 to 100 murders. No, maybe it was 210. I don't know what he got. He got a fucking ton of years. He's not getting out of jail.
No, he was getting out of jail.
No, he's in prison. He's not getting out of prison.
I'll look that up later, but.
All
right, what are you going to look up? Sadistic guy in Norway shooting kids. How long is he in jail?
I mean, how many of those are out there?
Probably 5.
Norway? I mean, who the fuck knows?
Spree killings
about
in Norway?
I don't even know where fucking.
I think this is foreshadowing. We should talk a little Norway later.
Right.
I'm writing it down.
All right.
Fuck Norway.
So
we'll learn all about it.
This next one, I think you guys can relate to this girl. Although I don't think you would take the same methods as she did. Woman gets shafted by a pot dealer. Calls 911.
Did we have this last week too?
We
it was
have
crack.
Things.
It was crack.
Yeah. No.
It was meth.
The lady called because her meth wasn't good quality.
Well, that's fucking.
This time, she calls to report that the pot dealer didn't give her the pot after she paid. So she's like, "I intended to buy drugs. Arrest him." So she got arrested for trying to buy drugs.
Yeah, why didn't she just like? There's a drug dealer on my street. Like, why does she have to be like? Okay, if you get burned for like the $20 of the dime bag you bought, whatever the fuck. Just, I mean, you're going to narc. Then narc on him. Why are you narking yourself?
First of all, always keep your mouth shut and fucking never rat on anybody.
I respect.
Yeah, you fucking no rat on it. You go back there, you fucking baseball bat, you hit him in the kneecap or something. Or you forget about it, it's some pot. Like, you get a fucking new pot dealer.
Exactly.
Who doesn't rip you off.
So,
if you need him, I know a guy.
So, this is the weird thing about this one.
Wow.
It says that the girl is being held on charges of filing a false police report and...
That's not a false police report, first of all. That's a legitimate police
report. It's a robbery, but she's also being held for attempted possession.
Of what? Marijuana?
Yes.
How much money was it? Does it say?
It doesn't, but I didn't even know attempted possession
was like Michael Irving amounts.
What state is this in?
Jeez. Hopefully not Texas for her.
Virginia.
Oh, that's a rough state. They wanted to put me in jail for up to a year for speeding.
They should have put you in jail when they had a chance.
Going like 91 miles an hour. Like, you know, you can spend a year in jail for this.
They would have saved New York a whole bunch of trouble.
I don't do anything.
Yeah.
Hang out with the likes of you.
I mean, that's bad enough.
So moving on to the next thing.
What the fuck is that?
Alright.
I thought for a second I was going to turn into the Knight Rider.
Right.
You were about to turn into the Knight Rider.
I was thinking more of Caddyshack. Right. So, China's trying out this new thing with their movies.
What just happened?
Less karate? I hope.
No. No, this is where people text in what they're thinking about the movie, and it appears on screen, like on the side.
Just like a bunch of rice.
I don't want that.
Chopsticks and shit.
If I ever went to that movie.
Wait, what?
He's just naming Chinese shit.
I know. It's not even.
It's relevant. Hold on.
There's a Chinese theater that's. You text them what you're thinking about, and they put it on the movie screen.
What do you think about the movie?
It's in China. I'd be thinking about rice and flying. Like.
So, I'm just thinking it's a terrible idea, and I hope it doesn't make its way here.
Here's the thing: it's catching on over there.
Chinese people are stupid.
People are just selfish enough and narcissistic enough that they just want to see what they wrote on a big screen.
Right.
It's not adding to the movie.
I want to say that the Chinese people aren't very narcissistic.
Well, now that you say it, I kind of want to see what I wrote on a big screen.
Well,
sounds kind of cool.
You know what? I think like if you had the right audience. it could be cool.
No,
it's if you're doing like a screening of a bad movie, no. And you, people get to write throw their jokes up there, maybe. No,
think about people's jokes for the most part. Do you really want
to
hear those up
there? For the most, and you would have to read through every one of them to get to a good one.
Yeah, but just, I got a good one. Hold on one second there, bub. Hold on, I got this really good one. Look, it's right there. It's right there.
But what if, like, you know, somebody says a bad joke and, like, they have a screen name or something, and then you write in, like, at, you know, Lexi521, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, that could be funny.
A troll war in person?
That could be funny. Well, it wouldn't be a troll war because then you'd be like,
I eventually get to throw something.
Well, you're clearly not Lexi521 either.
Yeah, so. But also you'd be, you know,
using fake names and shit.
If fucking.
Oh, that's some pussy war tactic shit.
If some dude said some shit, you'd be like,
name,
all right.
My name would be
enough
like,
of the phones.
Big
get
guy
up.
Raiders hat. Mustache
stand
Raiders
up.
Hat.
Right. Like, yeah. Stand the fuck up, dude.
My screen name would totally be like, yeah, Mustache Raiders. And I'd be like, yeah, right. Let's go out to the park.
Mustache Raiders.
The point is, if it was
outside.
Like, if it was a good crowd, I could potentially see like a riff tracksy thing happening.
What kind of shitty movies are they watching over there?
Yeah, what kind of intelligent people do you think are going to the movies?
It's like we need to add something to the movies, like people's texts.
It's working over there, and you know, who knows? Maybe it'll come over.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's working stupid. Over there because it's the only time the fucking Chinese population has been able to speak their mind.
You get to express something.
Even
hey,
then, three.
Perhaps we should get together and possibly revolt.
Right.
The people are like, free thoughts on the side of a screen.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The revolution is a cell phone.
It's all like, capitalist.
Cell phone.
Yeah, it's all capitalist.
Film reel behind it.
You know
all
what?
Capitalist
it's
propaganda.
Like, it's like the Hunger Games. Instead of holding up two fingers, you hold up your cell phone.
Finally, at the movie The Hunger Games 3, the revolution started, and it was called The Hunger Games Revolution, like where all of China revolted against itself.
It all started in the movie.
It was their Arab Spring.
Yep. Yes,
a kid held his cell phone in front of a tank.
he was just taking a selfie though. Right. Oh, that'd be the modern generation. That guy flipped the other
he
way.
Wasn't, yeah. He wasn't standing like looking at the tank. He was facing away from the tank, taking a picture of him with the tank coming behind him. Beautiful.
Taking a picture of him.
Tiananmen Square 2 was photographed by the individual.
Right.
Frank's Facebook.
And then someone fucking photobombs it.
And then he gets run over by a tank because the Chinese don't play around.
Right.
They break that shit up real quick.
All right,
out there, it's known as photo H-bomb. A-bomb?
No, that's Japan.
Did they get
wrong
hit
country.
With hydrogen? Well,
they didn't
now you're splitting bombs. Hairs. All right. <The China. laughs> Oh, it's so hard to do the news and sound. Oh, my God.
I know what's coming.
And Mr. Chinaman say in his Chinaman way, a ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong choo.
That's my sentiments exactly.
All right. That's their national anthem.
Who is all of Asia's? Even the Russian part.
All right,
next.
They follow the Chinese overlords.
All right, let me do this last one because it's running a little long. Porn star is holding a 25-man sexathon to raise money to get a boob job.
Good for her.
Like
that
you
sounds
just
like an entrepreneur
money?
If I've ever heard.
That's
of
what I'm saying, man.
Which porn star?
Capitalism at its finest, right
yeah,
there.
You know
yeah.
What?
Which porn star?
Photo.
You do have a photo.
Well, you want to get that?
I mean, it's not good.
Yeah, where's this going down? Is this in Queens?
No, this is in Quebec.
That's Eastern
far,
Canada.
Yeah, we get
talking.
That.
We're talking. Okay.
Get down with that.
Here's the thing, like if you were out there,
we are.
You could easily
no wait
take part.
Is this like? After she gets the surgery, you gets it in?
You yes. Get a squeeze. You gets it in after the surgery?
I want it after the surgery.
No, it's before.
No.
The deal is she stars in a movie featuring 25 guys.
After the surgery?
Before. And then her payment for the movie is the surgery by a doctor of her choice.
Hmm.
All right. Hmm. What's my payment?
You get the fucker.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, it is so... So close to.
It wouldn't even give me like $50 a pizza. Isn't it beers?
Like just strictly prostitution at that point? Yeah?
That's the thing. Legal because in Canada. Not only.
Ah, Canada.
Well, that's the thing that.
Not if you make a movie, it's porn.
That's the only thing keeping it because. According to the Facebook page for the event, admission. So people are paying to have this. Admission for whoever wants to do it is $15.
Wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it? You were just saying you want to do it.
Too young for you? $15? Is that a deal breaker for you?
This is Canada.
Too young for you?
Like, she's getting paid.
It's on the up and up.
She's getting paid with a boob job.
I'll just pay the 15 times 25 and just be the only dude. I'd be like, okay, whatever.
Where's my 15 bucks?
Here's my, like, $500.
I want to know where my 15 bucks is going.
Well, it says free masks and condoms provided.
Mm. Masks?
What is okay, this? All right.
Maybe so, it's like a
Vanilla Sky?
It's Eyes Wide Shut shit going on.
I'll wear a mask.
Wrong shitty Tom Cruise movie.
I'll wear a mask.
So where you were going.
I'll wear a mask, but I won't wear a condom. Just won't do it.
I'm going to wear the condom. I don't care about the mask.
Yes, you got that the wrong way, dude.
I'll put the condom on.
Give me
my
two
head.
Condoms, and I'll put my face on the internet fucking early.
The condom's a must.
Pussies.
Ken gets there. He's like, I don't know. Craft services or. Or just some shitty buffet.
Ken's sitting there working up a sweat, drinking coffee for like 2 hours.
Hold on a second. You guys got bagels?
Right. I would love to see Ken in a 25, some of the steamy glasses and shit, and just sweat pouring out of every over.
I'm not paying $15 for you to watch me have sex.
Eating a bagel during. Couldn't
so
wait.
Creepy.
I might pay $15 to see your eyes get all foggy.
Now like, we're talking.
That's so good.
You do have a porn stash going
now
on.
I'm talking. I wouldn't even need the mask. Put the mask on my dick. Condom on my head.
Nice.
So you're not hiding your face. You're not protecting your dick.
Right.
My dick's protected.
Not by a mask. It looks more violent than.
I don't want anyone to know my dick's identity.
That is the most violent thing you've ever said on this show. You want to put like a ski mask on your cock? That's coming in uninvited.
I'm just messing around. That's a rape you guys. Cock. I'm just messing around with you guys.
Ken, you have the rape cock.
Why do I have the rape cock?
You put a ski mask on your dick.
Yeah, dude. It's protected.
It's a violent cock right there.
I don't want anyone to know my identity. I don't want anyone to know my cock's identity. Anyone who sees that cock could be like, that's Ken's cock. There's a ski mask on.
His vein, like, he was white.
They're like, man, I couldn't see. It was just a little fleshy patch of white skin.
Damn. Imagine your cock has a mustache on it.
This yeah, I was going to say that.
You would know this if I wasn't rocking a fucking a ski mask on my cock, dude.
That's why the ski mask. It all makes sense now. Okay. Get him a ski mask for his dick and $15 and a ticket to Quebec. He's fucking this bitch. No one can see your eyes either. You come out with fogged out glasses.
Yeah, well, fogged up, dude.
Fogged up glasses.
Fogged up with a mustache. You can't tell what I look like.
We're drinking coffee for like 2 hours. Just taking, like, every donut's gone. It's
like, there's a bunch of
someone hosed this dude down. Dang. He's hopped up on coffee and donut.
He's still got the white powder all over his fingers and shit.
Like a cop is fucking me. With the mustache, right? And the donuts and the coffee.
Is that a bagel in his hand?
And the whole time with a mouthful of sand.
Make that booty clap. Why don't ya? Oh, I'd be saying that with like powdered donuts shooting all over his face. Right.
Oh, man. All right.
Yeah, if I'm paying $15, I'm going to do fucking deranged things.
Powdered sugar all over your chest.
Yeah, fucking condom on my head.
All right, what's next?
Let's just go right to stupid.
All
right. Right to stupid.
I thought that's what we were doing.
Stupid people.
I feel after that last one, this is a good place to start.
Good segue?
Because this involves, like, two of your stories in one.
Oh.
Where a stripper denied a man sex, so he called 911.
Nice.
Did he pay her too much already?
I don't think he paid her yet at all. No. Oh, here it is. He's a 53-year-old dude. He paid $350 for a private dance. And then when he tried to fuck her, she said no, so we called 911 to say he was a disappointed customer.
Well, you know,
You don't call
911. You don't fucking assume that you give her that you, you're getting it in.
You don't? You don't? Really?
No. I mean, that's listen, not my go-to officer, number when I'm unhappy with a service.
I just want to tell you, I was soliciting sex from this, from this, what I thought was a prostitute, and she wouldn't have sex with me. She was only a stripper. What the fuck, man?
This needs to be fixed, like, immediately.
You should come down and shoot her, probably.
I'm white and I have rights.
$350?
You know he was white.
Right, officer, you don't even have to shoot her. Just taser. I'll take my money back.
$350 for a lap dance?
What the hell is that?
That sounds like they worked out a deal prior and she fucking welched.
No. $350.
It does sound. $350?
This is not New York, kid.
Plus, I looked at the story.
That's like 2 weeks pay for that kid. The place, that guy.
They show a photo of the place. It straight up looks like a gas station without the pumps.
Oh, that's the pumps are in the back,
that's what the strip club
Lou.
Looks like.
The pumps are in the back, Lou.
Looks like a fucking gas station without the pumps.
Oh, it's lovely lady pumps.
This right pumping now. Station's in the back, Lou. They're wagging around on the pole. All
right, so wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
What else does this dumb idiot do?
That's pretty much the whole story. I'm keeping them tight. Keep them shorter.
Not like them.
Not like them. Not like them at the pumps.
Oh, she's real tight with that fucking ginch.
I'm going to say she's not that tight with it.
Right. She's, real, she's not giving it up to that guy.
She's gross.
He paid $350 for it.
Hey, a little dick.
Yeah, I mean, $350 for...
Where was this again?
Oh,
down south. You can't even fathom the $350. You're like, $350?
I mean, the place looked like a dump. It looked like a fucking gas station mechanic shop.
3-1 odds, Florida?
Definitely down south. Probably Florida.
No, Florida's got good strip.
This is Tennessee.
Yeah, it's probably...
All I know is... It's wherever News Radio 1290 WJNO is located.
JNO.
Jerking off.
So we know it's in the south for the JNO.
Yeah. How do you figure?
Juno? Juno Radio.
Juno's Alaska.
Juno's Alaska.
I'm not saying Juno. I'm saying J-E-W, no.
Oh, you're saying Juno. Yeah. Okay, there's a comma in there. Like, Jew. No.
Bible Belt. You're right.
You know what? You're just like Jews yourself! You're all Jews!
That's offensive, Lou.
Yeah, bro, that's just straight up offensive wrong, thing man.
Anyone said to on this podcast.
No, it's
get
not.
This through your head, you Jew motherfucker, you!
I think they feel like as long as they speak through the sound clips, that everything's alright.
Look, that is not me.
Right.
That was clearly you. You're the only Italian. Oh, wait a minute. That could have been you.
I don't have a soundboard.
No, it's talking.
That's so clear. Talking.
I couldn't see whose lips were moving.
When Mikey throws out ethnic guy. Slurs, that's what he sounds like Pesci.
How'd you know?
I feel like when Mikey drinks, he sounds like Pesci.
Oh, I do.
You buy me one more paint can, kid. I'll tear off your cojones and pour the motor oil. All right, what's next?
Next story. Let's do a Florida one. St. Petersburg police recently arrested a prowler who they said tried to fight a fire hydrant before he was taken into custody.
He must have been white because he didn't get shot on the spot. Like,
who's a pyro?
No, but I'm saying, like, in Florida, it's a stand your ground law. And,
Oh, you're saying because he's alive?
Yeah.
He's still kicking?
He's lived to tell the story.
Let's see. They found him peeking in some windows. Police showed up. The guy's name is McKenna. McKenna told him he was looking for Tony and wanted to go with the backup officer and smoke and be back in 20 minutes. Then he started trying to fight a fire hydrant before they arrested
him. Realizing nothing made any sense to him, they beat him with a billy club and took him in.
Dumped him in a swamp.
Here we go, puff a couple stogies, tug this over.
Look, your partner's a real dick. Why don't me and you have a smoke? We'll calm things down a little bit. Right, Wait a minute. This fire hydrant's just talking shit.
That sounds like a Trailer Boys episode.
It really does.
What do you have y'all red for?
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
All right, bad parenting. Let's do that one. Mm-hmm. Iowa mother tried to teach her 6-year-old son a safety lesson about shooting a BB gun, but putting one in his leg.
Kneecapped.
He learned the lesson, I bet.
Don't do this. Plow.
Right. This is going to hurt if you shoot yourself.
That's pretty much the story. He got a BB gun. She was trying to teach him the safe way to play. Then she tried to explain to the child that the gun wasn't a toy before purposely shooting him in the hip.
Nice. In the hip?
Yeah.
I thought like the you know the fleshy part of the butt or like the thigh, oh, the hip.
That, it just, it's all bone. Obviously lodged in.
Wound with red swollen welt. That's all it says. I don't know if it was in the skin.
Good fucking parenting.
Frankly, she didn't really hurt the kid all that bad.
She's an idiot.
And he's not going to shoot himself in the leg anytime soon.
Is that a real problem with a BB gun? I had a bunch of them.
You'll put your eye out, kid.
Right. Christmas story.
It's a real problem.
Is it?
Yeah. Is it?
I mean, I shot my friend with it, but I never shot myself.
Fuck Twino.
Are you kids or something?
I've shot my friend with the BB gun, but I've never shot myself.
Mikey's got a glass eye.
I do. Shot myself in the eye.
You shot yourself with a fucking BB gun. That's pretty fucking vicious of you.
Right. But I couldn't take it anymore.
You shot yourself?
Mikey tried to put it under his chin, but didn't work out.
Yeah. All this is not real, Kenny. Yeah, like, he's like, really? It's not, that didn't happen.
No.
You're a fucking maniac, Mike.
I'm fucking worried about you shooting your friends with BB guns. That's fucked up.
I shot Stefan. He fell down.
Oh, he...
I remember that.
You guys are still friends with him after that?
What was he going to do about it? Right. Oh, I had the BB gun. Alright, let's go on. Move.
Alright, next one. This is.
It was like Junior. A Civil War shot. It was like right in the gut. He was like, oh, fell over.
I would have waited till you went to sleep that night. I would have snuck in your window
and blew me. You out. You
and blew you.
I know. Let's go.
And blew you. Yeah. That's what happened. And chopped you up into pieces. Flush you down your toilet.
The road.
I was spent the night flushing right. Your body.
Whatever, let's just go move
he's
on.
He's getting next. Really detailed. On
right.
He's
right.
Thought about it previously.
All yeah, right. I have.
Brian just put on his championship belt.
Chopped that open to pieces too, motherfucker. All right,
next.
All right. We do this kind of story often, but guess what the woman who burned her house down was trying to drive away this time?
The babysitter?
Oh, we've had snakes.
The previous episode.
We've had spiders.
Ghosts.
Ghosts. No, not ghosts.
Raccoons?
Not raccoons.
Blacks?
Just squirrels.
That's a good guess. Spooks.
Blacks?
Blacks?
Holy shit. Second he said that. It's like, no. Just gotta move past that black one.
Tenants. They had a T-shaped house, so it worked out. Like. What are you talking about?
Black tenants, man.
She was trying to drive away squirrels.
The natural enemy of the human.
The only one higher on the food chain.
I was going to say man's best friend.
That's the whole story. Though.
Stop eating my acorns!
She had squirrels around her house. She was trying to smoke them out. House catches fire.
Smoke them out.
Just put a rat trap smoke down.
Yeah, like,
what is that? Smoke to egg problem.
No, what happened? You're reading it wrong. She was trying to smoke a squirrel and burn her house down. She's actually a hick. All right? The squirrel was dead to begin with. She
was
smoking
on a rotisserie.
It was on a rotisserie. She smoked it in her house.
You know what the funny thing is? In like 20 years, big strong trees are going to grow there with tons of acorns and there's going to be a million squirrels.
Squirrels claimed it for squirrel kind.
It's a squirrel house pretty much these days.
It was their D-Day.
Yeah, dude. They're like, yo, what we're going to do is we're going to go in this stupid bitch's house. She's going to light it on fire. Big trees are going to grow here. Lots of acorns.
She was yelling at the squirrel. She's like, I'm going to smoke you out. And they were sitting there like, I don't know, like giggling or whatever the fuck they do. They're like, oh, smoke? What are you talking about?
Yeah. They were giggling?
It's like squirrels too.
Squirrels like, look at this motherfucker. Hee hee hee. Like wait.
Like that dog from Hanna-Barbera.
Muttley.
Dry heaves. All right,
I think this next headline pretty much sums up the entire story. It asks a question. Guess what happens if you drive a stolen shopping scooter to meet your probation officer?
Scooter?
Drive?
Scooter.
The fuck is a shopping scooter?
You ever go to like department store, Walmart, fat person in a scooter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See me rolling.
An electric shopping cart, they refer to it as. This is Albuquerque. Dude had to go meet his probation officer, so he dipped in to Walmart and stole himself a scooter so he could get there.
Let me guess. He was on parole. He was on probation for meth.
No sign of what he was on probation for.
I'm going to say meth.
Those things don't fucking move very fast.
It's faster than walking, I guess. In the Albuquerque sun.
I don't know.
You're in the middle of the desert, Luke.
Right.
I wouldn't even question if I was a parole officer. You show up in a scooter, like, whatever. Okay, here's a drug test.
You're obviously fucked up. You're
bring
here.
That back to Walmart.
Yeah, but those things have fucking, it's like a giant shopping cart attached.
It's not a giant one. This is a shopping, like, basket, right?
Yeah, you put all these stuff in there.
The size of a cart.
Like, I wouldn't have questioned it.
Right. Like, he has a backpack.
The valve warm transportation, my friend. Scooter. You can't really get in trouble for anything with the word ooter in it.
No.
Can't you?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
It's impossible.
Looters?
That's impossible. Need more Ralph at the soundboard.
All right. Me fail English?
That's impossible.
You still need to call the police.
Call the police.
For what?
Call the police.
Some of his fucking...
It was Ren and Snippy.
Yeah.
So he actually went to jail for that?
Yeah, he went to jail.
That's bullshit.
Why?
Well, he got charged. Well, the cart was over worth over $1,800.
Damn. Shit, it's worth over nothing at Walmart's worth over $1,800.
That's yes. What I am just reading the facts.
We have the whole store in there.
Charged with larceny and receiving stolen property and violating his probation.
He didn't really receive stolen property. He kind of stole it himself.
He just took it. Stolen yeah. Property.
The wordage in these police accusations is a little flawed, I feel.
Outlandish, actually. Yeah. All
right. You got any more?
One more. This one's just stupid. It
works.
Made me laugh. 33-year-old woman pummeled a 64-year-old man after he farted in her face.
The guy took my teeth and punched them. That's not my practice.
He punched my teeth.
That was amazing. Thank you. Play that again.
I can't eat.
Jesus.
The guy took my teeth and punched them.
Yes!
That's the jerky boys.
Oh, man. All right. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Right. Was it old people pretty fighting much, or something?
She was laying on... She's, like, our age. She was laying on the couch. 64-year-old dude comes in. I don't know how they're related in any way. Intoxicated, passed gas in her face, and she beat the shit out of him.
The domestic light beer and White Castle farts are, we'll get you punched.
Well, that's kind of the question. Trailer park?
Maybe, yeah, definitely. Fuck it. A 33-year-old woman and a 64-year-old man just getting fight over farting?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Trailer park.
Drugs. Meth.
Trailer park.
Wow.
Was a trailer park.
Box of wine.
You drink box wine!
Alright, that's man. It. You guys want to do some hashtagging?
Let's hashtag it up. Yeah.
Hashtag!
We've been doing this for years, and it still makes Lou laugh every single time.
It's bonkers.
It's always so jarring how unbelievably loud that thing is.
Hashtag!
Hashtag! Alright.
Alright, so here's the stories you guys will be doing. Stripper denies a guy sex. He calls 911. We got prowling man attempted to fight fire hydrant. We got mom shot 6-year-old as a safety lesson. We got woman tries to drive away squirrels, burns down her home. And we have, we'll do them all. Guy with stolen shopping scooter meets his probation officer, and woman beats man 64 over a fart in face. All right. Who's got one? For stripper denies a guy sex, he calls 911. Or Johnny Christian, I should say.
Hashtag customer service complaint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hashtag no sex in the champagne room.
Wow.
So I was going to go with the simple hashtag no soup for you.
Damn. You guys are good.
Nah.
Nah, I'm going to skip it.
Alright, instead of sitting there
instead of dead air, you know.
Right. I'm gonna give it to Brian because the second you said it, the song went into my head.
Yeah, that was a good one. Mine was stupid.
Alright, don't need to get all self depreciating.
Yours was stupid, Mikey. It was. You know, it was I was thinking bad. That when you said it. It was stupid.
I was like, I came out of mouth, I was like, definitely funnier in my head.
Just wanted to crack
people. They all are.
Alright, what's next?
Alright, prowling man tried to fight fire hydrant.
Hashtag you talking to me?
Hashtag shut your stupid red face.
I don't know. Damn, I'm losing it. Mikey, you got anything?
Hashtag one night in Bangkok.
Hashtag shiver me timbers. Like, say something, Lou. Come on.
I don't know. I thought I would have something for this one because it's so funny. But
right, well, since Brian and Ken basically said the same joke,
yeah,
and Lou didn't have anything, I'm going to split the point with you, too.
All right, nice.
All right, next one. If this thing will work. Mom shoots 6-year-old as a safety lesson. With a BB.
All right. Hashtag talk is cheap.
Hashtag do as I say, not as I do.
That's good. I don't know. Hashtag lessons learned.
Hard knocks. Looking at that thing like...
Just saying, he knows not to fuck with BBs now.
True that.
Hashtag
Oh wait. Hashtag
That's the one.
Alright, fine, I give you the point.
That's cheap.
I know. I don't normally reward the soundbite ones.
I'm still thinking like if he said it would still work.
Hashtag ratatata.
It still wins.
It still works, yeah.
It still beat everything else. Alright, give it a go.
Alright, next
stupid
one.
Fucking kid, I'm gonna beat his brains in if I ever see. You better have shades on.
Woman tries to drive away squirrels, catches fire to house.
Hashtag nutty.
Damn, I was gonna do something with nuts in there.
Pretty good.
Oh man.
Shit.
Hashtag 420.
Smoking.
Smoke them out, baby.
Damn.
Should've
I don't know. Hashtag hot squirrel.
Hot dot squirrel.
You know what though? Him saying that made me laugh hardest of all of them, so giving Lou a point for hot squirrel.
Hot squirrel.
You're not even trying anymore.
Well, what do you got, Mikey?
Yeah, what do you got, Mikey?
Applejack's bitch!
That didn't make any fucking sense.
At least he feels solid about his Applejacks.
I mean, I was gonna say that.
Were you?
Yeah. Hot squirrel or Applejacks?
Applejacks.
Oh, nice. Should have been hot squirrel.
Dude, fucking Applejacks, what's up, man?
Okay, what's the next one?
Woman beats up man for farting in her face.
Oh. Oh, wait. I'm going to go with someone else real quick.
Hashtag doorknobs.
Hashtag.
Put that motel!
Fuck you, man. You know I want to pick it, but I can't.
Hashtag.
Put that motel!
What did you say, Kenny?
Hashtag doorknob.
Doorknob?
You'll get him when you fart and somebody calls doorknob, you can punch him until they touch the doorknob.
Oh, I don't know.
I never played that one.
Yeah.
No? You never played...
Someone like to get their ass kicked for playing that game over here.
Where you fart and then you gotta call safety, otherwise you gotta run and touch a doorknob. They call doorknob before you call safety. You never played that as a kid?
Nah, man.
Oh, man. Nobody's ever heard about that.
I know that game, yeah.
We had a more of a imagination. We didn't just use our flatulence like to play games.
Farts and punches. That's all they had back then.
Like a treehouse or something.
It was like a hungover game.
All right.
Yo, Brian's and beans, bro. I can't wait to play.
We don't have no trees on my property, bro.
I'm going to say...
Thanks for bringing up bad memories.
Hashtag stink meaner.
Stink meaner.
Stink and she's a mean bitch.
It's going to be terrible.
I don't know.
Whoa, Justin. Right. Come on, left field with that.
All right. Mikey?
I got nothing.
Mikey's just hashtag I'm drafting right now for my fantasy. Like
the longest fucking draft I've ever been.
Well, people are wondering why you've been...
Yeah, sorry guys. That's what I've been doing.
You heard of Mikey. Hey, can we take a time out here? And then nothing. All right, so...
Oh, God, so...
We got any more of these or what?
I didn't even award the point because it's the last point. I don't want to give it to yours, but it was a soundbite. But doorknobs and whatever the fuck he said were not that good. So Brian wins.
Brian wins.
Woo! Oh, are you going to play my theme?
Oh, I don't have that
download. You're going to play a theme for a soundbite win?
There's a theme?
You know what his theme is.
Which one's his?
I can't believe you actually have to ask that. I hope there's no ads on this.
Oh, he's bringing it up?
I need proof
of it.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what it is. Damn, right. It's a long one.
Like on those 24. I hate those ads where it's like
you can't skip. It's like 20 seconds.
It's like, oh no, we're not gonna bother you for like 3 seconds. It's going to be like, oh, a minute and a half ad. I'm going to fast forward a little bit.
Wait, oh yeah. I don't know the obsession with the song that the guy does while he's doing the tuck dance.
It's funny to me, I don't know. I play it so much that he's dubbed as my theme.
So I'm cool. And plus, you want everyone to say it, like...
Look, it's the single funniest moment in cinematic history.
It is pretty funny.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
It's hilarious, dude. It's all like right. His little Bijan is being, like trapped. He's doing that. It's craziness. What it's absolute bonkers Sean crazy shit.
Trapped?
Remember his little Bijan, like... What was it? Precious? Come here, Precious!
Right.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Silence of the Lambs.
The dog gets trapped in the hole.
Alright, so you want to do, what country would we say? Norway?
Yeah, we got Norway.
Norway? Is that a country or... Is it really a country?
Feel good.
Alright. Yeah, I love that song.
So you might want to explain to Mikey, since it's the first time he's played. Actually, no, you played the first time.
Yeah, I played.
Okay, basically, we're going to test your knowledge of another country.
Okay.
We've been forced to grade this three ways. Whoever gets the most right answers, whoever gets the most wrong answers, and whoever gets the most fucked up answers. Brian is undefeated in the fucked up. Just
that's why I got the belt.
That's why you have to block the belt for that reason.
I felt I needed a belt to represent it.
So the points are good, bad, and ugly. I'll ask you some questions. Mm-hmm. You let me know what you think. So we're going to do Norway. What is the capital of Norway? This is one.
I know this one.
You can actually know the...
Atlantis.
Put you down for one of those. Okay.
It's not?
Oh, it's not Atlantis?
Norway is under the sea, isn't it? I'm pretty up to date on my geography, Pete. Norway has been sunk.
Oh, man.
No.
All right. No, it hasn't been sunk.
Are you sure?
Norway still exists.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at a map.
Have you seen somebody from Norway recently?
I don't know. Because they're just white people.
Just saying, Pete.
They're just pretty white.
Are you sure it's Atlantis?
The capital of Norway is Sweden.
Anybody else?
Who the fuck cares? No one cares about Norway. What have they contributed to the world in the past 50 years?
We'll get to it.
Nothing.
Wait a minute.
I'll tell you what their capital is. Fuck off.
It's Montreal, isn't it? Norway's part of Canada.
Lou?
Norway's capital is Timu Borgir.
Is that a band?
That's it. Yeah. That's a really bad joke that I find funny.
Well, they are from Norway, though.
That's the closest thing to the capital. Lou wins.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the next one. What do you think? Well, the right answer was Oslo.
The right answer?
The right answer.
The right.
You just hear what you want to hear, man.
You say what you want to say. Like.
Bro, I'm pretty sure Norway got so bombed by Germany in World War II that they are under the sea.
That's why they lost.
No, it can't be. They're really good at skiing.
Under the sea? Water skiing?
What is it?
A little frigid out there for that.
I'm gonna.
Oh, what's the next question?
Where do you think Norway is located? Middle of the Atlantic?
It's off the coast of Miami, right?
If I gotta say this again, Pete, it's under the fucking sea. Probably the Baltic Sea or something. I don't know.
All right, what's
the
what's
Arctic
next?
Sea? What the fuck? The Bering Strait Sea? I don't know. The Bering Sea? Whatever.
Wow. This is a tough one because there's not a lot of info, but that's probably because it's underwater, apparently.
Yeah, dude, it's all flooded and shit.
But what is the currency of Norway?
Salty fish.
Seaweed.
Undoubtedly, it's got to be doubloons.
The Norwegian doubloons.
Because they can only get gold coins that have sunk from
wrecked
ships.
Dude, they use seaweed in shells.
They don't mint their own coins. They just salvage.
It's a salvage nation.
Right.
One day we will rise again. Right. One day we'll rise again. I don't know if they're Swedish, right? Like,
kind of.
All right.
Oh, it's kind of like Sweden's ugly brother.
Dude, right? They're fucking Canadians.
I have no idea. Are they Canadian?
Yeah, they've got boots and beards and shit. Norway's... Under the sea, though, Mike.
Norway's where Sweden ditched all the ugly people on their way to Sweden.
right, what's next?
It's a whole lot of them tallying here.
Wow.
Next one, let's see.
President? I know this one.
Oh, shit, here we go.
Well, they don't have a president, but...
They don't have anybody? They
do. What is the name of their monarch?
Fucking Aquaman.
No. 100%. Listen, dude, if we're going with the whole underwater thing, it's fucking...
SpongeBob?
No, what's his name?
Squidward!
I know he was the president through the 90s.
I thought for sure you were going to say King Trident.
Right.
Trident, no, yeah. He's got no powers under
King
the
Trident's
season.
Got no powers
under not anymore.
I only respect...
Dude, that's into Little Mermaid.
I only respect Vice President Ursula, all right? Like,
it's Vice President Sebastian there, dickhead.
It's the king of reggae. of tropical tunes.
The president is definitely Nathan Explosion.
Another joke only I'll appreciate. So
you gotta like metal.
I know the language, too. It's definitely sonar.
Boo! May as well jump to that one, right?
It's sonar.
No, it's, oh, if you're gonna do language, it's...
You're gonna do the Aquaman noise.
It's echolocation.
What?
Echolocation. Like, that was like...
That was a hair away from the gagging on a dick noise.
It's
that's pretty close. That's as close you can get without being underwater.
Their national language is as Popeye-isms.
I think they speak in bubbles.
Blub blub, my friend.
Three bubbles. He's doing well.
When someone dies in Norway, it's unless they can catch that bubble in time.
Is that a bubble joke?
Yeah, Sonic, when you're underwater and shit.
Yeah. Alright, what's up next time?
Alright, let's see. Well, the correct answer was Harold the Fifth.
What? For language?
Language?
No, we weren't doing language. We were doing the monarch at first, and then that went off the fucking rails.
It was Aquaman. Everyone knows it was Aquaman.
Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah, dude. No, it was either Aquaman or SpongeBob. But I don't follow.
Those two eels.
Can I change my answer to like the Frost King?
Like those two eels from the Little Mermaid.
Cartoon. I see what you're doing. You're just picking cartoons I watch at this point.
I mean, like, because it's cold up there, right?
The Snorks.
No, the two eels from the Little Mermaid is Vice and President and President. Respect.
Gandalf.
Little Nemo. Okay, what's the next question here?
Alright, let's do I lost my place again. Let's see, which one do we want to do? We did that. Let's do, describe the flag.
It's a Long John Silver's menu.
Well, it's a crest of blue, white ripples, some fish, and bubbles. Don't forget the circular bubbles. There's probably 1,500 of them. You getting all that?
I get where you're going with that. Yeah. I could adequately draw it. In fact, Lou, you know what you're drawing for Twitter next week.
Exactly. Mikey, did you want to go first? Or?
Yeah, I know I'm going to mix this up. I'm going to actually try to take a stab at this, even though it's probably a different country. I'm pretty sure it's a red background with the blue cross.
He just got it.
All right. No, I think he's wrong.
That was what the flag used to be. Before they sunk.
Before the big one.
Most definitely.
Before the Nazis dropped the big one, right?
Before the bombs.
That's when Atlantis went down?
To sink them under the water.
100%.
Where they now excel at water skiing.
All right.
Underwater skiing, Mikey. Get with the fucking program, kid. Right. What's up with you?
So.
Are you a teacher?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's.
I'm a teacher at Quiznos. I teach people how to make sandwiches. That's what I'm saying.
Don't you teach people how to make sandwiches?
Bro, like sandwiches have nothing to do. They don't eat sandwiches.
No seafood there.
You're going to tell me they don't eat sandwiches under the water.
Bro, they just eat herring and shit.
I know Quiznos developed the bubble system.
Bro, they just basically take a spoon.
Serve Norway. Dolan.
Oh, we just. Do the national dish.
Oh, well. Did
we finish flag?
My flag, I think, is going to be blue background, a trident, a skewered a crab. Singing Jamaican music.
A trident?
Yeah.
Like Neptune? Question mark trident?
Like Neptune?
Yeah, bro.
three-pronged spear?
You don't think that's again, the weapon
no, he's
of...
Got, since SpongeBob was president, he's got no power under the sea.
You don't think that's the weapon of...
SpongeBob excommunicated that guy.
The trident is the weapon of the undersea nation.
SpongeBob melted it down, turned it into a fucking... A
Krabby
coconut,
Patty?
Turned it into a coconut for Patrick to live under. All
right, what's the next question?
All right, did you want to do national... What was yours?
Dish.
Yeah, sure, why not?
It's a bucket full of chum.
Bucket. Nice. The chum bucket.
Yes. They call the hot breath.
I'm pretty sure they survive on
they
plankton.
They call it the hot breath?
I'm pretty sure they just survive on the sea plankton that live in the plankton. Sea.
They got baleen. Right?
Yeah,
they got
of course. Like, their teeth naturally...
Sucking like...
Those Norwegians and their baleen, yeah.
It's been about 70 years or so. Their teeth have naturally formed into baleen.
Evolution at work.
It's like Waterworld over there. They got like gills behind their ears.
Yeah, 100%. They're like the snorks, only taller. All
right.
They drink their own pee.
Oh! That is foul.
You're a fucked up person.
It's foul, but it's scientifically correct.
Oh, man.
I'm not lying to you guys.
All right. Anybody else?
Krabby Patties?
Again, you're on a cartoon jag, right?
I'm all right with that.
It's cartoon jag off?
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
I think we should end it with my favorite. What is the national greeting of Norway?
An anthem, yeah.
Oh,
do you
want
to do the anthem? Yeah, we can do that. Let's do the anthem. All
right. Anthem first?
Yeah, I'll start with that.
Under the Sea.
The anthem is... Hold on. Excuse me. If I'm going to sing the national anthem of Norway, I should do it correctly.
There you go. In D minor.
Stirring.
Oh, man, I can't think of anything good like that.
Anybody else?
Shit. Man.
The seaweed is always greener.
Sorry, so Lou, I minored in Norwegian studies.
Right.
Lou, anything?
What was this again?
The national anthem.
I don't know.
Probably Norwegian Wood by the Beatles.
Yeah. Mikey, what do you got?
You know that shit, but you don't know Norway's not underwater.
What are you talking about? Of course it is. The Beatles were singing
about
it. All right,
here we go.
The poor How about, country that the Nazis
who's
ruined.
Who's a follow-up to Yellow Submarine and no. Octopus's Garden?
Norwegian,
there you go.
Norwegian
there's
Wood.
National, the Yellow Submarine.
The Norwegian Wood was about fucking how the Nazis ruined this beautiful forest that was once in Norway and now it's under the sea.
The correct answer is a song called Yes, We Love This Country.
No. The correct answer is Goodbye Seahorses.
Okay, you get behind that kind of music right there.
It's amazing how quick you broke into dance in it.
Alright, what's
they
next?
Get down to this down there.
Alright.
That's an underwater song.
Now let's do the greeting. Let's finish it up with the greeting.
You gotta ride up on your seahorse, high five as you're going by.
Alright.
That's how they greet each other. Riding seahorses, just high five as they're going
they
by.
They got big seahorses, too?
Yeah, fuck yeah, they
Norway's sounding better and better. Like
they're only slightly bigger than
snorks. They've been cultivating the seahorse for 70 years, cats. What do you think, bro?
How did they...
They actually did that with, like, you ever see...
cultivating? They've been growing seahorses?
No, they
what
have...
What do you think? They're mating them, of course? They're growing them out of the ground, like... No,
yeah, but the reason why they have them under control is they have like, those Dino Rider head masks things. Where, like, they don't want to be under control, but they have to be because they have the fucking helmet.
Well, they speak through sonar like Aquaman.
They breathe the sea water, kid. Like, they got no problem just breathing it.
Well, what was the question again?
I forget.
Something
oh,
about
the greeting.
Oh, the greeting. Yeah,
that's... Well, I might as well just take my cue from you at this point. Like, what kind of underwater fucking shit is happening?
I told you, I'm sorry. I minored in fucking Norwegian studies. Yeah, they ride their seahorses up, high five as they're going by. Share a beer sometimes while their seahorse is idle.
Okay.
They're like underwater motorcycles.
Idle? They don't just like... They don't just tie them to a post? Like,
dude, they're underwater motorcycles. What do you think this is? some kind of weirdo community.
The Norwegian Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Well, there's a few biker guys down there, but it wouldn't get crazy. They don't have the kind of economy to handle international.
Does anybody else have
a good idea? We gotta do this for Sam Crab. We gotta do Sebastian Crab, bro.
Sam Crab!
Sam Crab, bro.
You just won that with Sam Crab, bro.
They're hello?
Yes.
Yeah. They fucking exchange snorkels.
You use my mask while I use your mask. Ready? Go. Oh, good to see you again.
Anybody else?
I'm gonna say they like curtsy up and down. They put their hand in front of their face, like it's Zoidberg's face, and go like.
And they gotta move back and forth, right?
Right.
Wow. All right. Here's the standings.
I can't believe I forgot that. Of course, that's the hello.
The only one with a right answer was Mike, because he somehow pulled the flag out.
Pre-World the crab War crawled II. Wrong. Yeah.
The old pre-World War II flag. Yo, I wasn't going with that.
Good old soccer comes in and saves the day again.
The most clearly wrong answers, aside from Ken's insistence that Norway's underwater, was Brian.
Yo, all the guy says. The crab crawls low. Sam Crab, baby.
Well, the winner of the most wrong answers, again, because he thought Norway's underwater the whole time, is actually Ken by 1 point, beating out a two-way tie between Brian and Lou.
Nice. Damn you, Ken. All right.
Yo, you got your facts straight. Should have went to college.
All right. Your theme song.
All right, so you ready to do some movies here?
Let's finish out.
Price of admission, G.
Yeah. Right.
There were a few. We're only going to talk about like two of them because I want thoughts on Sin City.
Sin City looks awesome, man.
Let's start with that.
Of course it's going to be awesome. First one was awesome.
Finally, Josh Hartnett gets back in a movie, right?
I don't think he's even in it.
Fucking hell.
If he's not in it, man, I feel bad for him.
Yeah. I don't see him in the cast. He's got a TV show.
I like Josh Brolin. He's awesome. You bring him back Mickey Rourke. I mean,
dug him up from somewhere.
Yeah,
you got Eva Green.
Eva Green. I'm gonna imagine her just juicy titties are gonna be.
Didn't I see Megan Fox in this shit?
No.
What's the other Emma Stone? Maybe
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba, of course. Didn't she?
She's so hot.
There was another hot chicken in it.
Not so much. She was hot in the first one.
Maybe I'm Jessica Alba. Somebody.
Jamie Chung and Juno Temple are the only female names.
She needs to put on like 20 pounds, Jessica Alba. Maybe I'm mistaken.
What's that?
Maybe I mistook her for somebody.
Yeah, not in this one.
She went vegan and lost all her hips and her tits. It was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica Alba.
Yeah. She's gained like 15 pounds. She's eating red beans and rice for like 3-4 weeks. It's bulk up for the show.
Right? She should come live with you.
Yeah. That'd be great.
For her, is what you're saying.
No, mostly me, but yeah. All right. Was this written by Frank Miller? And is this
some of
they
it.
Actually taken this from?
You know how they do the three stories?
Yeah.
They did in the last one? Mm-hmm. In this one, I think two of them were from original books, and one of them Frank Miller wrote now for the movie.
All right.
Which, from what I heard, is the worst of the three. Because it's Jessica Alba-centric, and it's not that interesting.
Well, her character wasn't all that interesting. It was mostly about Bruce Willis's character.
Yeah.
And the family that he was, you know, fucking with.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw like a really really long clip of the dad. It wasn't Stacey Keach, was it?
Stacey Keach. Yeah.
That's the dad. Yeah. All right. I saw like a long long clip of him, and he was messing with I believe it was the Brolin character.
With Dwight.
Yeah. It was like Clive Owen in the first one.
Yeah, but they explained the whole face change in this.
So like that's the story I'm most interested in seeing. Like is the
and I hear that's the majority of the movie.
That's awesome. It's going to be good. I feel that it got lost in the summers, like, you know, just epic movies that came out one after another this summer.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming off of Guardians and Turtles, which was huge. So
Turtles was awesome.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't see that. How was that?
It was awesome.
It sucked.
It sucked?
It's not.
It's like a bunch of.
It's not the worst movie, but it's not a good movie.
It's great.
It's a bad kids movie. It's
great. Why do they look like Voldemort from Harry Potter?
They all look like Shrek. All of them.
But Shrek was a great movie.
You can't deny that, Peach.
Sound defense. I'll be going now.
You get that weak-ass shit out of here, Peach. Shrek was a great movie. Don't you fucking deny that.
All right.
Liar.
You want to play the game?
Yeah, let's play the game. All right, closest to the critic score without going over on Rotten Tomatoes, Sin City, Dame to Kill For. Who wants to go first?
48.
I feel that the critics are going to hate this movie. I don't know. It's a sequel to a comic book movie. That can't be good, right? So I'm going to say 30.
30, okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't you lowball me, you son of a bitch. I see you shift the eye.
No, I think you guys are about right.
You should go 31.
You shouldn't.
No, I'll go 37, right in the middle.
You gonna go 37?
Go. Mikey?
42.
You really fucked you, Ken.
Yeah!
The guy who wasn't paying attention just won the points.
Oh, man.
What is it?
44.
Ooh.
So we were all in the same ballpark.
You were all pretty much right there.
Yeah.
You want to do the audience?
Yeah, I'm going to say 75.
75?
Yeah, definitely. I think audience like the shit.
Fucking 69.
69.
Scientific number.
I'm going to say 60.
60.
My just fresh.
Which movie was this for?
Sin City.
Audience score.
Audience score?
Mm-hmm.
72.
Did I say 70, you prick?
Yeah. He did it again.
Doesn't matter, because Lou got the point on that
All right.
And Ken could kick himself, because it's 68. You're off by one.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That's rough.
It was scientific, I'd rather not, I'm sure.
Well, you know it was going to be fresh, though.
Is that fresh?
Yeah, I guess that's fresh.
Well, not by the critics. It's still 44 by the critic.
Yeah. So
the movie's not fresh, but with audiences, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying. Let's do the sports one that came out. Sports ball movie, When the Game Stands Tall.
The hell's that?
Starring Jesus.
Like the Lord and Savior?
You haven't heard about this movie?
Yeah, he's in this, bro.
I've been seeing commercials for this.
10 out of 10.
It's the De La Salle High School, who had a 151-game winning streak that shattered all records for an American sport.
Oh, wait a minute.
Starring Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus.
Yes.
And Michael Chiklis.
Chiklis is in this? Oh, man.
Gotta be boring.
No.
Boring.
I agree.
Thanks.
There you go.
No, this is... it's going to be rated good, though, I feel. It's one of those,
why? Because The Blind Side did good. Sandra Bullock's not in the shit, bro. This shit's fucking flopping.
Feel good. Look, you don't mess with the Jesus.
No Denzel, right? No Sandra Bullock.
Just The Blind Side and Remember Titans, that's it?
A little squeaky fart, bro.
I think the critics are going to like this, man.
They didn't even go with Keanu. They didn't even throw a Keanu in there.
They shouldn't go with Keanu, because he kind of blows.
He brings like...
does suck a little dick.
One out of every 10 people.
I'm going to act in a movie called Bunraku.
That wasn't him. That was Josh Hart.
Ronan 47.
47 Ronan. That movie sucked.
Ronan.
Oops.
But he does suck.
Yeah. It's like Point Break, The Replacements...
Point Break was good.
The first Matrix,
him.
And that's like his career.
Then movies,
Bill and Ted.
Movies where he fights the devil.
Yeah. Bill and Ted was his best role.
I'm fighting Dracula.
It was his best role because he played himself.
Yeah, and fucking...
they just got him off the street, dusted him off. Right. That's what he was wearing.
Point Break was
he
good.
He actually thought he was time traveling during the filming of that movie.
Point Break was good in spite of him.
He was good in that.
It was good in spite of him.
It could have been anyone else.
Before we go too far down the rabbit hole, you want to go back to a football movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't have counter reasoning.
This is not a football movie. This is probably like a drama wrapped up in
it. No, it is a drama. It's mostly about the fact they lost after 150 some games.
Oh, that dumb shit.
Nobody wants to see that movie.
The poster is a football player.
Oh, a bunch of winners.
Raising
lost?
A helmet above his head.
Great.
It was the opposite team. Don't see it on the way out.
I know what we'll do to make
well,
this.
Well, something tells me they
different.
Find strength and unity through this. And they go in another show.
Obviously, Jesus is in this, so it's going to be critically acclaimed.
I think the critics are going to like this shit. I think I would give this like a 70.
I'm giving it a fucking 71.
Wow.
71.
I think...
dirty pull.
It's not quite that good. I'll give it a 40.
40. Thoughts?
55.
Down the middle. 18.
Woo! Ooh, it's a big pile of shit I hear.
18. From what I've read, it's not only boring, but preachy. So. All right, audience score on that one, though.
I'm going to say even worse than fucking a 10. Like,
a 10?
Yeah. It's not even good to the critics, so you know it's going to blow dick, because I definitely didn't want to see it. I just thought it was going to be like some critically acclaimed movie.
I'm going to go dreaded zero.
Big old goose egg.
The goose.
Oh, 20.
Okay.
Mikey?
No.
Just no? Well, all right.
Ridiculous. It's actually...
That's a double zero, I think.
Yeah, double zero, man.
It's actually... Audience score is way higher, 77.
77?
Wow. Yeah.
Jesus.
Didn't see that coming.
The South loves...
Caviezel, you beautiful bastard. You pulled it off.
People who are seeing it are probably, you know what, Christian.
It's a great time to put out a football movie, because football season, like... This is the cusp of the football season. People do anything for a little fucking football. They're like,
Someone
go to see this movie. A couple guys hit each other in pads. Let's go see it.
Someone should have told Costner that, because he put his football movie out in March.
Bad move.
Yeah.
Bad move. Super Bowl just ended. He's still riding high. Some people riding low. Like,
yeah, it was his movie. It was about managing the Browns. Like, who the fuck wants to see that movie? You fucked up. You get fired. All right, we get it.
Well, like, first of all, the Hollywood executive who, like, green-lighted a movie, when you see a script come across your desk, like, movie set in Cleveland, you're like, nope!
Right. Going back to this other movie, though, this other movie, when I was actually...
Cleveland?
Rip that shit right up, throw it out the window.
Come on, Pookie, let's burn this motherfucker down!
Wow. Well, the other movie, when I saw the preview for it, I think when I saw the Ninja Turtles movie, and it looked like it was like an ABC Friday night movie that they just like decided to import to the fucking theater.
It did.
Right?
It did.
They threw a couple episodes together.
I thought it was a TV show, to be honest with you. And they were like, coming this like fall, Michael Chiklis with hair. It's like, what? No.
With hair.
Hair. What?
No. But not like flattering hair.
It was bald,
like,
hair.
Like male pattern baldness hair.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't want to see that shit. You're bald, Michael. Come on.
Sad.
And then Jim Caviezel is this guy who lost the game, apparently.
You might know him as Jesus.
Or, you know, he's on that show with
else.
With Ben Linus.
Oh, he's on that show? I don't even remember what
it's like. To Catch a Predator or some shit?
No, that's...
What? Yeah? He's a predator?
I mean, Ben Linus looks like a
Somebody kicked Jesus' ass.
Whoever the actor is, Ben Linus looks like a chimo.
That's pretty much all we got.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's another movie, but I don't care about it.
What is it?
If I Stay.
We should go.
All right, so let's do the shout-outs and get out of here.
All right. So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Email us, paintandblackcomics@gmail.com. Keep listening. Mm-hmm. Check us out at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. What's the booth?
583.
Mm-hmm. That's weekend of October 10th.
It's it ends the 12th, so yeah, the 12th, 11th, 10th,
freaky
the
freaky how fast it's coming up.
Weekend, guys.
I got one more page to draw.
Holy shit. Nice.
And that's it. So, cool, man. For myself, Brian, Lou, Ken, and Mikey.
Yes, sir.
Just want to see if you'd look up. Close the door behind
you. You got it.